This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Crazy times we live in. I'm going to tell you, it's not going to get any better unless we get off of our butts. By the way, so we started this thing called Americans for Real Change, and it was funny. I got pressed to, Kevin, what's the value proposition? What does it really do? And I was like, you know, we went to people in the primaries. We told them, hey, look, do you want to keep your momentum going? If you lost and you got 30% of the vote, do you want to keep your momentum going? We got a lot of these people who ran, whether they ran for the Senate or they ran for Attorney General or whatever, we got them all to listen to us and give us their database, give us their donor bases, and give us their key workers. And then we got 130 groups in Arizona to, you know, because we knew who they were. We cataloged them. What do you do? We're pro-life. We're border. We're Second Amendment. We're whatever. We said, okay, there's multiples of you. Let's get you guys talking. So we gathered all those together. So then we've got these zealots, as I said, the people who wanted to work in the campaigns and did. So we have the people that are door knockers and they're going to get off their butts and go do work. We have that group. We have the most active donor. In fact, we have the most active database. I'm talking about people who want to get out, who voted, who donated, and who poll watched and walked, you know, door knocked, etc. So here's what I tell people. Americans for Real Change is the fastest go-to-market team for conservatives in America right now. Faster than anybody. Database of over 500,000 just in Arizona. Imagine what I'm going to do across the country. And so ask yourself this. You go to a candidate who spent $1.5 million, $2 million running. They tried to build their social media. They went out. They had to get people to get them on the ballot, etc. Hey, listen, will you give me your data? Go do it. Go try that. Well, let me give you the warning. Don't try this at home. They might snap your head off. But with me, they gave it to me. You want to know why? Because they trust me. So we gathered all this data. We are the fastest go-to-market. I don't care whether you want to run again in 2024. There's a special election in 2023. In Arizona, Americans for Real Change is the fastest way for you to get to market. You want to learn what's going on? Let me tell you what we did. We integrated yournews.com so you can get news by your zip code. We integrated Wimkin, which is a social media site with 8 million people that is the best. It's better than Truth Social. It's more interactive than Twitter. It more mimics Facebook and YouTube and maybe a little TikTok than any other site up and running right now. And I have a role over there, in full disclosure. But we've done that, and we built a philanthropic arm that says we're going to give back to the most needy people across the country, but certainly here in Arizona. Our management team is based on people who are former congressmen and senators who are disillusioned with how the GOP is run because the GOP doesn't have a fast go-to-market strategy. It has a go-to-market strategy that does not help us. So if you want to know what Americans for Real Change is, and you go to arcinaction.com, you're going to start seeing the rebuilding of the website. But that's what we are. We are the fastest go-to-market team in the country. And let me tell you, come 2024, when our database is 800,000 to 1 million in Arizona, and the candidates start wanting to get in the race, who do you think they're going to come to go to market quickly? I can tell you this. One of my friends spent $18.5 million to get the word out about him. He got about 200,000 votes, and his social media footprint is 20,000 on Twitter. As far as I'm concerned, all he got was a T-shirt. Can you imagine what $18.5 million could do if you focused it on social media, getting the word out, galvanizing all these people together, unifying the family that is just Arizona? And then you rinse and repeat and you do it somewhere else. How much money got spent in the primaries in every state? Look at the battleground states. How much got spent in Ohio? How much got spent in Pennsylvania? How much got spent in Michigan, Colorado? How many times did we lose? How much money did we lose? How much momentum did we lose? You want to repeat it again? You want to rinse and repeat? Or do you want to get all these groups working together to change the legislatures to work at that grassroots level collectively and make things happen? And why are we doing this? Because of the craziness of the left, which leads me into this story and why woke is dangerous. A Norwegian woman is going to potentially spend up to 3 years in prison for saying that men are not able to be lesbians. On November 17th, Tanja Javon, I don't know how to say Swedish names. Anyway, she was told that she's being investigated by police over hate speech because of a Facebook post that criticized men who said they were lesbians. Now, that's a joke for most guys. Most guys go, yeah, I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body, which still makes me laugh every time I hear it. Now, she happens to be a lesbian artist who has faced intense pushback for standing up for women. In her post, she also criticized, get this, transgender activists who try to prosecute women who are against gender ideology. So here's one of these divides within the leftist community where you've got a lesbian artist who's mad at the L's are mad at the T's, okay? Because she's saying, you're not a woman and I'm not going to buy into your nonsense. But she's also attacking men who say they're lesbians. Not all men, just those of us who say we're lesbians trapped in a man's body. Anyway, she says this. It's just as impossible for men to become lesbian as it is for men to become pregnant. Men are men regardless of their sexual fetishes. And she says, men with fetishes have been protected as a vulnerable minority through the foolish and constructed concept of gender identity. That's what she said. But she could face 3 years in prison because she said, by the way, and people are mad at her over this. Last year they said she asked a politician in their party, she said, if she thought that men could be lesbians, and she said, I believe it is absolutely necessary to place biological sex as a basis in all contexts where sex has legal, cultural, or practical relevance, and that equating sex with gender identity is harmful. Discriminatory consequences for women and girls, especially lesbians. I happen to agree with her. But if you wonder why we fight because even within their own group, leftists, or some of them need protecting, believe it or not.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The left is trying to celebrate. They've got some news that they think is, we're going to get our comeuppance on old Elon Musk because he lost his title as the world's richest man. Oh my gosh, Elon must be devastated. He must be. The new richest man is Bernard Arnault, LVMH CEO. They said this, Musk lost his coveted title. And it was announced in Bloomberg's Billionaires Index, which tracks the wealth of the top 500 richest people on Earth. Elon Musk, they say, has lost a whopping $107 billion in the past year, cutting his wealth down to $164 billion. Man, what's he going to do to survive? Wow. What a fall from grace. He might have to sell, what, one of his 1,000 super yachts? I don't know how many. I don't know if he even has a super yacht. Elon Musk is an enigma in the sense of what he spends money on. And, you know, because
And I hear people, oh, it's all tied up in Tesla stock. Not a bad thing. I'm going to look at the Tesla. Tesla's down to the point now where you can actually make some money on it. Again, I made money on Tesla not too long ago. They say Arnault lost $7.1 billion over the same period, putting his net worth at $171 billion. So Elon Musk is down to $164 billion because apparently he was at $271 billion. They said Musk shot up to the top spot in 2021, mostly due to the skyrocketing value of Tesla stock, the Wall Street Journal reported. Just so you know, these guys, Elon Musk can't sell. His money is paper money. He can only borrow against it because he can only sell a certain amount of stock in his company. It's like Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg consistently siphons off a few billion periodically. It's a certain amount. He can legally sell a certain amount, and you know what he's doing? He sells it. He sells it. It's being sold all the time. I don't know if Elon Musk is selling much of his, but I can tell you that's essentially how they get by. How they get by with their billions. He said, Musk shot up. He says, in the past year, however, the electric company's stock has cratered amid fears over demand. His wealth peaked in November of 2021 at $336 billion, compared to just $28 billion in January of 2020. So Elon Musk is used to thinking of himself as, yeah, I'm a billionaire. I have some money. I have some assets. But I'm not a mega billionaire. And so when he hit mega billionaire status, he didn't say, I'm going to take all my Tesla stock and go buy Twitter. He got people to come in with him. And there are a lot of people who would have wanted to, including that fraud SBF. We'll talk more about him because he's tied to Joe Biden now. Arnault, on the other hand, built his wealth in luxury design, something that has consistently put him in the upper echelons of billionaires, but never at the very top until now. So he's in luxury design. I don't know what LVMH does, but I'm sure it's the creme de la creme of things, you know? They said other U.S. entrepreneurs took hits as well. Jeff Bezos, from whom Musk claimed the top spot in 2020 now, is now the fourth richest person at $116 billion, overtaken by Indian industrial magnate Gautam Adani, who has a net worth of $125 billion, and Bill Gates is right behind Bezos at about the same amount. Here's what they say. They say Musk net worth fluctuates rapidly because much of it is tied to his Tesla stock. He lost $4.7 billion in the past 24 hours alone. Well, I can tell you this. I wouldn't count him out. I wouldn't worry too much about, is he going to be able to survive? And I'm not trying to be, oh, okay, he's a billionaire. I mean, that's in your face, right? We all know. Okay, his net worth gets knocked down to $10 billion. Oh, what's Elon going to do? He won't be able to buy any more big companies and all this. And the left, they want to celebrate this stuff. But let me tell you something. I would say to Arnault, don't get too caught up in the spot. Because Elon Musk is going to be the Tiger Woods of staying number one. He will be there for when he's back up there. He'll be there for a long time. The left. Do you remember when Donald Trump got elected and they were debating how many billions did he have? Oh, he says he's worth six. He's really only worth three. And then Trump said, no, I'm worth 10. And they, oh, he's lying or whatever. But whatever it was, he lost $1 billion. And do you remember what the left did in the media? Oh, look at him. He's losing money. Ha, ha, ha. The first president in history to go backwards. By the way, donating his salary. And again, I'm not making, this isn't a commercial for Trump. I'm just giving you the facts. He loses, they estimated that when he diversified from everything, that, not diversified, when he completely cut the cord on investments and everything else in order to not encumber himself like Joe Biden's doing, and he did the right thing, they still wanted his taxes. And then when he lost $1 billion because he couldn't put his money to work because he didn't want any idea that he's colluding or getting insider trading or whatever, he wanted to be squeaky clean. And he loses $1 billion and he's lost $1 billion. Ha, 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 ha. Look at him. Trump's losing money. They hated his hotel in D.C. I could go on. His kids, all of them. Look, we're going to get out of the businesses. We don't want any hint of impropriety. Now look at the other side, for that matter. Look at the Biden family. They're in everything. International, global stuff. And his, I know Jim Biden owns Charter School. I mean, these guys have their fingers in everything that could potentially give you money. And running on Joe Biden's, you know, reputation, and I wouldn't say that, running on his access to him at the very least, not his reputation, making millions of dollars, and they're nobody's saying a word about that, but they ridicule Trump, and then they ridicule Elon Musk because now he's the second richest guy in the world. Oh my gosh. It's all paper money anyway, folks, unless you can cash it in. And I don't think Elon Musk is going to do that. And looking at this guy, because he truly is that genius behind that would be happy in the lab. I don't think he likes being front and center. It's not his personality. But you look at what he's accomplished, and you think, let me just say this, the last laugh is going to be Elon's, because Tesla stock will rebound, and he's also got a few more other tricks up his sleeves. I can't wait to watch what this guy does to decimate the Democrats.
Radio Show.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. New England is the latest and last part of the USA to feel the wrath of a winter storm that's already ravaged the western mountains, the Gulf Coast, the upper Midwest, and the Northeast all week. Could be 2 feet of snow this weekend in the mountains of New England. Stormy times as well in this day of trading on the New York Stock Exchange. The benchmark Dow Jones Industrial Average is on track for another huge loss. It's been down as many as 500 points today. The Keystone Pipeline's back online, but the shortages created by the leak-caused shutdown could be a concern. So the White House says it's releasing about 2 million barrels of crude from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help deal with it. After a week at a U.S. military base, Brittany Griner is home in Arizona. The WNBA star thanked a lot of people for her release today, saying it feels good to be home. The last 10 months have been a battle at every turn. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
He wrote a book about his problems and was straightforward about it. I'm proud of him. He came along and said, by the way, this thing about a gun, I didn't know anything about it, but turns out that when he made my application to purchase a gun, what happened was he said, I guess you get asked, I don't guess, you get asked the question, are you on drugs, you use drugs? He said no. And he wrote about saying no in right. his book. So I've got confidence in my son. I love him, and he's on a straight and narrow, and he has been for a couple of years now, and I'm just so proud of him.
Joe Biden trying to get in front of the old Hunter Biden story because now they're starting to cover it. The media can't ignore it much longer because things are happening. Look, I'm not getting overly excited about it because I've seen these guys skirt stuff that you just go, are you serious? I mean, come on. Come on, man. Come on. But yeah, so Joe Biden's trying to get in front of stuff. And when they get asked, I mean, these people, they don't know what to say. They're like, Hunter, he talked about it in his book, getting his gun. I mean, he said, no, you on drugs? No. But then what did Joe Biden say? Did you hear him? He said, Hunter's been good, been clean over the last couple of years. Well, I don't think when he was talking about the time of getting the gun, it was during that period. So did Hunter Biden lie when he was trying to get this gun? Of course he did. He did what all crackheads did. They lie. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Lots to discuss, lots to unpack when you're thinking about the Bidens and the cover-up and the lies. And, you know, we play the thought exercise of flipping it, you know, and you can ask yourself what would be happening to Trump and the Trump kids if this were flipped and all that. But, you know, we're getting to the point where we don't have to ask that because people are saying they don't want Biden in 2024 and they're beginning to give him hints. I've already told you this. This is the one guarantee I can make you. I have made some others that, you know, because of forces stronger than I may not come true. For example, I told you I didn't think DeSantis would run for president. I don't know that I believe that anymore, but not because Trump, you know, screwed the pooch or DeSantis is any different. It's just because the forces that are bigger at play can take you out of the game. I mean, somebody kneecapped me. Somebody galoolied me. Hey, why? So DeSantis may run, probably will. But here's what I will continue to guarantee you. Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' choice in 2024. Biden's press secretary gets asked about Hunter Biden, and here's what she had to say.
Did anyone from the Biden team communicate to Twitter that this material was from hack, or this reporting stemmed from hack material?
Are you talking about the campaign?
It would have been the campaign or anyone around the family. Just wondering, because in the Twitter files release and what Matt Taibbi said, he noted that typically the company would require a law enforcement or official finding that something was hacked in order to exercise their hacked materials clause, and that he didn't see that in what had been given to him. So wondering if it was communicated even informally by someone around the president or the president's family or the campaign that this was hacked material or could come from hacked material, given that there was so much concern, especially after the 2018 foreign interference situation, that could be something that we would see in that election. So I'm wondering if there was that communication there surrounding the Hunter Biden laptop story.
So I can't speak to decisions made by the campaign from here. That is not, it is a political campaign, so I can't speak from here. I'm covered by the Hatch Act, and so I'm just not going to comment on the question that you're asking me. But what I can say more broadly is, of course, it's up to these companies to make their own decision about the content on their platforms and to ensure content follows their own standards and policies.
And that's only the beginning, folks. Did Team Biden communicate with Twitter about these so-called hacked materials? What will we learn about that? I want to move on because I want to talk about how this is all building up, because I'm amazed that SBF is doing the perp walk before the Bidens. If anybody built people out of billions of dollars, it is the big guy and his family. And the story deepens, folks, because you can't commit the kind of Enron-level crimes SBF did at his former company, FTX, without knowing what you're doing. No matter how naive you are, there's a light bulb that goes on in your MIT brain that goes, something's not right here, I can't do this. The company was a money laundering Ponzi scheme, likely headed by people inside of our own government. Now that could sound conspiratorial to a lot of folks, but as we learn about conspiracies, they aren't conspiracies when they turn out to be true. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So I asked this question: how have things moved so fast with Sam Bankman-Fried when we got John Durham still looking at stuff regarding Russian collusion and the nonsense that came up about that, and we've only got one head on the wall, if you want to call it that, Adam Kleinsmith, I think that whatever is Kevin Kleinsmith, who's nothing. He got a slap on the wrist. How is it that we haven't investigated Hunter Biden thoroughly, but we have already made SBF do the perp walk? Well, part of the reason is his girlfriend, or ex-girlfriend. They say she's likely one of the people that turned on him and help the prosecutors build this fast-moving fraud case. Well, how many people do you think could turn on Hunter Biden? $8 billion collapse of his FTX crypto exchange, even though they said he was worth over $36 billion at one point. Carolyn Ellison, age 28, is a key figure in the case, as she was the one-time CEO of Alameda Research Hedge Fund, which authorities claim received billions of dollars that Bankman-Fried, age 30, diverted from FTX. Now, I don't know who's running things over there, but let me tell you something. If you've got a board of directors and you say, I'm going to be moving billions of dollars over here, there's got to be a board meeting, a paper trail, an explanation as to why. And you certainly wouldn't want to be violating any SEC rules and things like that, which apparently is what these guys have done. There was zero corporate governance. And I'm going to get to all the brain trust behind the smartest guy in the world, the wunderkind, the Jewish version of Obama. Anyway, they go on to say that she would have among the greatest incentives to cooperate, I bet, as it was seemingly likely that in this effort to exculpate himself, Bankman-Fried would try to finger her. I don't know that I like the way that they wrote that. Anyway, this is what Howard Tischer, who's a former SEC lawyer, pardon me, said on the subject. Fisher said the speed of the indictment and the breadth of charges against Bankman-Fried meant someone relatively senior is cooperating with the Fed in exchange for leniency for their own potential misconduct. Potential misconduct? Look, if you're running a company, they go, now what we're going to do is we're going to get this money in, these various monies from various financial, you know, entities, what have you, and we're going to send them over to you. Now, you're not going to do anything. You're just going to get the money, and then we're going to tell you what to do. I mean, let me tell you, I've been approached with some shady deals, and I didn't need a bank of attorneys. I didn't need to have two parents who are Harvard, or in this case, Stanford law professors, to tell me, Kev, don't do that. I could tell you guys a story where I got approached. It was literally just, look, Kev, if you do this, you make this happen, lots of money ends up in your account, and you're good to go. I mean, yeah, you know, and they literally told me this. We're hesitant to bring this up because we know how you are. You're kind of straight-laced. I'm kind of straight-laced. I'm not going to prison for anybody. But they were like, we'd like to explain it. If you'll be open-minded to it, we could tell you how you could solve a lot of finance, you know, get all your projects launched. No thanks. No thank you. I get it. It's alluring. But I didn't even have to think about it. I tell you, folks, I love this part of the story. I love that they said to me, we are hesitant to bring this up because we know how you are. But, you know, we do know you want to finance projects. So, and they didn't get into the details. They just said, we have a way that we can do this, but it might. No, I'm done. You were right to be hesitant to bring it up. I don't have any interest. So, you know, for this guy, they go and they say this about Bankman-Fried. It is possible Bankman-Fried's publicity tour, in which he repeatedly disclaimed either knowledge of or responsibility for mishandling or theft of consumer assets, spurred senior officers to fear that he would specifically blame them. Smart move, guy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The president received campaign donations, for him and the incoming Democrats and for the Republicans as well. Will the president return that donation, or does he call on all politicians who got campaign donations that may have come from customer money to return those funds?
So look, I'm covered here by the Hatch Act, limited on what I can say, and anything that's connected to political contributions from here, I would have to refer you to the DNC.
I refer you to the DNC. It's a question for her boss. I have another alternative answer. I will check with the president, and I'll get back with you. What, you know, they always want to throw you off, like, oh, this is what we're going to do. Yeah, you throw me off. Look, we're going to keep asking this question. Jean-Pierre, it's a simple thing. Is he going to return his donations? You know, I'll check with the president. I would say something along the lines of, this is probably a question, he's never going to say this, probably a question we could ask all the Democrats, or all the people who receive these donations. We have to maintain public trust. So the likelihood is the donations will go back. I mean, anything like that.
I'm covering the Hatch Act. I don't want to be the Hatch Act.
You ever looked at some bright kid, folks, and looked at your own underachievers? Melissa and I went to an event a while back, and there was a 12-year-old girl who sang. She'd been on America's Got Talent or Star Search or something, destined to be a professional singer. This little Filipino chick was like Bruno Mars's, you know, illegitimate child. She could just blow. She could sing. And we got home, and I joked with my kid, who was about 2 years older than she was. I said, we're going to send him to boot camp if he doesn't get off his butt and go do something with his life, you know. We have a tendency to compare, don't we? Particularly if your child isn't putting in all the effort that we think he or she should. And, you know, a lot of times as parents, I mean, it's just the case. My kid is naturally gifted in many ways, but he's also lazy in a lot of ways. The things he wants to do, he pretty much does. But the things he doesn't, he's lazy at. Always questioning. I speak English. Why do I have to learn English? Because you're going to probably read a contract someday. And if you put the comma in the wrong place, all your money could go to some greedy dude, right? Somebody that intentionally put that comma there, hoping you'd miss it. Or that semicolon. Most of us folks, we're not tiger parents. We allow our children to develop naturally while gingerly moving them in directions, kind of nudging them. But whatever your parenting style, I do know this. It's not hands off. Biden wants us to believe that he didn't involve himself in his crackhead hunter's business dealings. One has to wonder about this Wonderkin's parents' SBF. Joe Biden, and I've talked about this before. Look, if he said to me, of course I was involved in my son's business. Of course I knew about his business dealings. I warned him, don't use me as leverage. I believe that. But I never did anything. I did nothing. I don't believe that lie. So switching gears back to SBF, the guy who donated money to the Biden campaign and the Democrats, and note how the reporter asked that question.
I know he donated money to the Republicans too.
Yeah, but he's a fraction. If I were the Republican Party, I would issue a statement that says, we have demanded that anyone who received money from SBF give it back. Blanket statement by the Republican Party. See, that's the quickness that you could act. If you were involved with a group like ours, ArcInAction.com, I would immediately go, we're giving every dime back. If we thought this money was ill-gotten or that it cost taxpayers money, we'd like to give it back. And in fact, we'd like to give it back to the people who it was stolen from. Can we get on that list? SBF, folks, has not one parent who's a law professor, but two parents who are law professors. And he ran a crooked organization that offered no corporate governance. Mr. MIT, a wonderkin who has no ability to run the company by the book? Or maybe he didn't think he had to. After all, he was one of the largest donors to the Democrats in the country. I think he was number two. I don't know who he was behind, but let me ask you, how can you donate that kind of coin? I guess you donated to a super PAC? And now we know he donated to the big guy directly. Well, like any good parent, they write, Sam Bankman-Fried's mother and father has stood firmly behind their son from the beginning of his crypto career until his fall from grace. But their staunch support and recent courtroom antics have put them under heavy scrutiny. Joseph Bankman and Barbara Fried, both professors at Stanford University, sat in the third row of the Bankman-Fried extradition hearing in the Bahamas, where their animated expressions were in full view. Bankman, who received payments from FTX, was heavily involved in the Doom platform's operation, was seen sporadically plugging his ears during the process, while Fried laughed several times. New FTX CEO John Ray revealed he will be investigating Bankman and Fried's role in their son's alleged cryptocurrency scam at the company, particularly after it was confirmed that Bankman had given Bankman-Fried legal advice and that the family was given cash payments. Sounds like Bankman and Fried, in the case of SBF, are the big guys. Both Bankman and Fried teach law at Stanford University, where their alleged involvement in their son's FTX scheme has become a subject of gossip among colleagues, according to the New York Times. Well, here's what I have to say. How is it that the smartest man in the world, the new smartest man in the world, you know how People magazine has the sexiest man alive every year, as if the old one died? Well, we have the smartest man in the world this time, because it used to be Obama. I think he held it for a lot of years until they finally figured out how dumb he was. But the smartest guy in the world, who went to MIT and who built FTX and whose parents are both professors at Stanford, couldn't run a company on the up and up, use Quicken as his enterprise resource planning, specifically his finance and accounting software? Seriously? Bankman-Fried, age 30, one of the Democrats' biggest donors, met with Biden's White House advisors before his FTX currency exchange collapsed in one of the largest alleged frauds in American business history. Federal prosecutors in the Southern District of New York, these are the people who were going after Donald Trump, by the way, charged Bankman-Fried with 8 counts, including conspiracy, blah, blah, blah. You know everything he was accused of. I want to go back to the Wunderkind's parents, because I see this as a parallel between exactly what we're going to learn about Joe Biden. I'm sorry, the big guy. Two people that teach law, two people that know how business operates, that understand that business must have accountability, that there are stockholders, shareholders, and of course, lots of stakeholders whose jobs and livelihoods depend on what you do, and they get paid. Here's what I'd like to know. I'd like to know how much they got paid. I don't know if it was 10% like the big guy, Joe Biden, but I'd like to know how much of these billions, because here's what I'm learning about Bankman-Fried. He hooked his girlfriend up by letting her run Alameda Research, a hedge fund where he was funneling billions of dollars into. So that was number one. Then we learn he's hooking up his parents. How many of his friends did he hook up? We know he hooked up the Democratic Party to the tune of at least $40 billion, and his number two gave another $12 to $14 billion. How many millions of dollars did he give to the Democratic Party, and how much of that money got funneled into certain people's hands? So, the more we learn about this story, the more we're going to understand leftism, the more we're going to understand how these people are willing to do anything to get ahead. They will use other people's money. They will mow you over in order to get power. And here are his parents, knowing what's going on, working behind the scenes to help him extort money, not extort, but get money from people. He didn't have to extort them. They were the smart investors. By the way, I just heard there's a guy suing Tom Brady for $30,000 because he says Tom Brady is the one who talked him into getting into this nonsense. You got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.